This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
At 8:41, we spotlight the holiday weekend and a lot of great events that are happening. We did mention one just a minute ago with Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. How about we start with Shefalika and the First Alert Traffic Center, because I love the generosity that's involved here. It's a personal spotlight for you, huh?
Aw, well, yeah, Rich, today is my dad's birthday, and in honor of him, I am going to go do something tomorrow on Thanksgiving when we're off. I want to volunteer, and I know a place that I covered back when I was a UNF college student covering the news locally. I want to go to Feeding Northeast Florida, and I want to work at the food bank, just in the warehouse, behind the scenes, you know, stocking shelves and packing boxes. And, you know, that food bank works year-round, and they really do a lot. They could always use extra people in the warehouse just to help out, you know. And I think that this year we've had such as, you know, high inflation and the cost of food went up. And I think that food insecurity is something that's a real thing, not just for, you know, elderly people, but for all communities around Jacksonville. And I just want to give back. You know, my dad always raised me to, like, do more for others than, you know, you expect for yourself, and just give when you can. And so out of my love for him, I'm going to go give some love and just do some work in a warehouse. And I get to wear, like, a little hard hat and some boots. I'm excited.
Hey, I know someone who has a hard hat.
Yeah, that's right. From back all of in the your day, volunteer roadworking yeah. days.
All right, we'll make sure we get that to you. Well done, Shefalika. I love it. Benjamin Fritkus, what do you got cooking for this upcoming weekend, huh?
I am planning on going to see the boat parade. Light boat parade. I used to see this all the time. Well, not this one. When I was a kid and living in South Florida, we would go to the one that they would do on the Intercoastal Waterway, mm-hmm. and they would come up and, like, take donations, toys for kids and stuff. I don't know if they're doing it for this one. I have to double check, but it's going to be a nice little blast from the past to see all the boats going by on the water. They're always so gorgeous.
Great creativity with all of the mariners who take part, and the Jacksonville Light Boat Parade on the St. John's River is one of the best that I've ever seen. There are some smaller ones. We have one on the Intracoastal, and then Julington Creek. We've gone to that one before a few times, but this is the premier one, if you will. And it kind of kicks off the long holiday season as well. Have fun. That's Saturday, 5 till 9 on the riverfront. You could be on the north or south bank. Scotty, what do you got cooking here for this upcoming holiday weekend?
Well, I'm going to start it off with a food coma.
Yeah, I like that.
That's how I roll. That's how Big Pimpin' gets down. But after that, Saturday night, I'm going to roll out to the formerly Times Union Performing Arts Center. And Lindsay Sterling is in town. She's bringing her Winter Waltz tour. And for those who aren't familiar with her craft, she is a musician, a dancer, an artist, and a performer of a new age generation and style. She's a really, really talented creator. And she's bringing this violin performance, stage show, and electronica and all sorts of stuff going on. She's brilliant. She's gorgeous. She's tremendously entertaining. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's a performance. That's not just any one-dimensional thing. That's full-on performance.
She's all over the place on it. She designed the stage work, the choreography, the decorations.
Nice.
She orchestrated the music for it and everything. She's ridiculously sick with talent. It's pretty irritating, actually. But
well, enjoy after your food coma being over at the Jacksonville Performing Arts Center on the riverfront. All right, Radliff, what do you got cooking for this weekend?
Yeah. The last time the Jags played at home, I was there and they won. Now, this coming Sunday, they get the Ravens after a bye week with a loss to the Chiefs prior to that. Now, the Jags third in the AFC South. The Ravens, though, are first in their division. So, if the Jags start to struggle bad, you can always just stay downtown and go to the Prime Osborne Convention Center, because there is a Christmas Made in the South there. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday. It's going to be open Friday and Saturday as well. One admission, if you've never been there, one admission, good for all 3 days with a hand stamp. Or you could just head home and watch the rest of the Jags game on CBS 47. One quick note, though. The following weekend, the Jags play the Lions Detroit. And that means that one of Rich Jones's favorite teams has to win, unless, of course, there is a tie, which would be hilarious.
We should root for a tie. I like that.
But here's the thing. For the first time in a long time, the Lions are actually ahead of the Jags in the rankings right now.
Yeah. We'll see after tomorrow because they take on the Bills. Even though it's in Detroit, the Bills are the Bills, and so I don't. I think they're going to fall flat after their third consecutive win. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see tomorrow. It'll be a game on CBS 47. By the way, we will be doing some stuff. My mini me, pull that microphone down there, Harper. This 11-year-old decided to come into work. Tonight we have something planned. What are we doing tonight?
We're going to be making some pumpkin pies.
We're going to be making pumpkin pies. And then on Saturday at noon, there's a little football game that we're going to be watching on Fox 30. Who's going to be playing and who are we rooting really hard for?
It's Michigan versus Ohio State. If we really want Michigan to win.
We really want Michigan to win, right? Yes.
Go Blue.
Go Blue. There you go.
Not fans of the Ohio State University?
Nope. Not in any way, shape, or form. That game is going to be over on Fox 30 WFOX.